Hey everybody, welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for business growth with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
In today's podcast, we're talking common questions and conversations that we have with business owners about their growth.
That's right. Today we're going to cover holistic marketing strategies, renting versus owning your marketing, and owned asset optimization. So let's get into it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for SEO and digital marketing with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
In today's podcast, we want to talk about some of the most common conversations we have with business owners and marketers about growth. Just as a reminder, if you are a business owner or a marketer and you are trying to grow, this is the podcast for you. We talk about all of these things every week, the most common issues that we see, and then of course solutions for you guys to get more growth for your business.
Yeah, that's right. We're in conversations week in and week out with business owners, new business owners, potential clients, existing clients, and they run into a lot of the same hurdles and problems, and identifying solutions to help them really have a holistic picture of their marketing and get the growth they're looking for is what we like to do.
That's right. So you guys, coming from two marketers who grow businesses every single day, every single week, and have grown hundreds of businesses, we are sharing our knowledge with you. So let's dive into one of the conversations we had this week with a potential client. He's a business owner of, we'll just leave it pretty vague, of office furniture. And this particular business owner has done a myriad of marketing and business development initiatives. He spent thousands of dollars, hundreds of hours, if not thousands of hours, on so many different one-time strategies. And when we talked to him, he was, you know, depleted. It just feels debilitating to put forth so much effort and so much money and to still not feel like you're growing at the rate that you want to be.
Yeah, and he really has done a lot of the right things, but there's a lot of segmentation and he's got a lot of agencies in the mix, in-house employees, and efforts he's making himself as well. And because they don't have that holistic picture and a strategy from the get-go, there's a lot of effort. And also it can be a painful process for him to find out some of these channels maybe aren't working the way that he would like, and but really doesn't know for sure because he doesn't have the full picture.
Right. And speaking with him, you know, one of the things that we were talking about was, okay, there are a myriad of businesses that sell office furniture, chairs and desks and other features. And he dove into, you know, how he's not just selling office furniture, but he's solving a problem, a very important problem, which is, you know, back pain and wrist pain and elbow pain due to ergonomic issues, right? And you know, that was the basis of our conversation, was how important it was to have that narrative go along through his business that he's got a problem. To sit in that problem with potential buyers and then to solve that problem and relieve them of that problem. And frankly, that's a great metaphor for what we want to talk about today as part of marketing in general for anybody. How important it is for you not to just go after one growth possibility or one growth initiative at a time, but to really look at the holistic approach. What's the problem? What's the problem out there that you solve? And that narrative should be driving that holistic strategy like we talked about last week, that ultimately will drive your content strategy, your long form content, your short form content across all of these different platforms.
Yeah, and it goes even one step further than that, from online to offline. Once these potential clients have gone from being a lead to being on the phone or meeting in person, really being able to sell their service well. So finding out what the problem is that you solve is cornerstone to getting a good growth strategy together.
So what's the big takeaway here? Obviously, you need to understand your industry really well. You need to understand your potential buyers really well so that you can speak to that very real, very visceral problem that they're having. What this also is, what the other takeaway here is, you, when considering your own growth strategy, you need to be considering a holistic marketing approach, whether that means hiring an internal person who can own that process for you, or hiring an agency, or, you know, partnering with somebody like us, that now you're not just looking at, you know, one piece of furniture here or there. You are looking at marketing and growth the same way that this business owner was looking at his problem, right? It is a holistic thing. It's more than just that one thing. And really, that's what we tell people that sets us apart from other agencies in general, is so many agencies and so many marketers out there, they're going after a quick fix. They're going after a, what we'll sometimes call a scammy one-time strategy. And this is why so many times when we speak to people in our industry, they are confused. They say, oh, we don't, you know, thanks, but no thanks. We've tried marketing. We didn't like it. And it's such an unfortunate reality for us, because it shows a lack of understanding of what marketing ought to be, because they've had these people that have sold them a chair or sold them a desk. So in the metaphor of this particular business owner, you can imagine people come to him and say, well, oh, I've got a desk, I've got a chair. But the difference is more than the desk and the chair. And that's the same, that's the juxtaposition or the transfer to the metaphor on the marketing side. It's the same thing as, you know, buying a service for SEO or buying a service for paid ads. There, you may have had that service before, but what you need is a holistic approach. Yeah, a problem that you're solving and its solution.
Right. And it's such an important aspect. You know, a lot of marketing companies will suggest doing like buyer personas and things that can help really hone in your user experience and what you put in your ad creative. But if that solution isn't figured out for your unique problem that you solve, then none of those pieces are going to come into play. And there's a metaphor that you use pretty frequently when we talk to people about this, where when they've tried and failed because they didn't have the right strategy in place, for especially around digital marketing. We see this a lot with digital marketing, that, well, if you hired a plumber and they made a mistake and now your basement's flooded, you wouldn't say, oh, not going to use a plumber again. It's okay, I need the right plumber to come in and fix this problem. So
for you business owners and marketers out there that have maybe had a plumber, you know, flood your basement, it's important for you to get back up on that horse and really nail down your marketing strategy. Just because marketing is difficult doesn't mean you don't need it. It just means that all of there's quite the variety of marketers out there. It's a wide landscape or a wide sea of these marketers. So you do have to sift through them to find somebody to help you grow your business.
Yeah. And I think this particular business owner was doing the right thing and trying to get the answers to the right questions. And so we were one of a few different marketers that he was in talks with. And he's also learning the right questions to help address how his current strategy is performing. So things like, how much does it cost to acquire a customer? Where did a particular customer come from? And being able to scale his solution, but he had to start in step one, which is, what is that problem?
Right. Which actually is a great segue into another conversation we had this week with an actual client of ours, an existing client of ours, who is struggling with growth. And, you know, as part of what we offer this client, we're coming in and essentially solving all of these problems one at a time so that they have as well this holistic approach. And part of that means, you know, stepping out of the service-oriented fulfillment, not just giving them SEO or giving them paid ads, but as a partner now evaluating their sales cycle and their offer and what it is they actually solve. And so we dove in with them to talk about the very specific problem and problems, and then of course the solution at hand, because that's then going to provide us with the ammunition that we need to be better marketers for them, so that we put out a good offer. We have a good VSL or video service letter. We have the right hook on our ads and we're landing people on the appropriate page. all of those components, any of them alone is a great service to provide, right? Custom conversions and all of the technical components. But ultimately, any one of them or any number of them combined without that big picture really leaves them quite empty.
Yeah, I think one of the really important things that I saw come out of that conversation was the difference between what that audience is that you're targeting. So are you targeting all business owners or are you targeting a certain segment? And how does that play into how some of these technologies work, like Facebook, for example, of having the right audience size? So if you don't have the right offer to really capture that solution you have and the right hook, then you also can't put it in front of the right people.
Yeah, let's talk about just like some basic businesses. For example, a plumbing business, right? If all you ever did as a plumbing business was to go out to the world and say, we fix sinks or we unclog drains, you'll find that growth is going to be limited and you're going to find that it's really competitive in that space because everybody's doing that. What you should be doing as a plumber is considering how you can alleviate problems that your audience are having. Maybe it's the fact that they just don't know where to go when certain things are happening. That maybe they just need a recurring service to help them with their water heater or their water softener. That it's really important for you as a business owner, as a marketer, to consider the problem that you're solving very, very specifically, because that's going to be what sets you apart. And it's also going to be that all-encompassing, holistic approach that's going to provide strategy to the rest of those one-off initiatives that ultimately guide you to growth.
Yeah, that is actually a really important thing where even though a plumber, they all fix pipes, we work with a great outfit that's a plumbing company, and they have a lot of solutions for these problems. So people don't think about how often they need to replace that filter in their furnace. And people don't think about the big cost that you could run into if you have a problem. And so they've solved those. They have the solution of a subscription service to bring back in and make sure you're getting your filters changed at the right time, and an ongoing thing where now you can come and get that plumbing work or HVAC work that you might need without having a huge out of pocket expense. And so, yeah, they've done a really good job of finding out what the problem is that people are having and solving it.
Yeah, so let's talk about what the actual takeaways for you from this conversation would be, right? Consider then a plumbing company who, say, doesn't have a holistic strategy. They don't consider growth. They're just trying to check off those marketing boxes, right? Maybe they've got an in-house marketer. Maybe they're trying to do it themselves. What might that look like? They're posting on social media, you know, as often as they can on all these different platforms. They might start doing, say, a podcast or putting up content on their website. But you've seen these types of businesses, and you might be one of these where growth still doesn't come and you're checking off all the boxes. Why? What's different, right? As opposed to somebody then that's coming in understanding the sales cycle, understanding the client acquisition strategy and cost, understanding the lifetime value, understanding all of the, we'll call it, nuance to the business industry that then fuels a strategy like what content to be producing, what to be talking about, and then how to funnel that appropriately so that you're monetizing unmonetizable channels. So many people we talk to, they're putting out, you know, a piece of content here or there on social media. And one of the conversations that we had recently was like, it's really not a business asset to us. It's not developing any business for us. We have no insight as to whether or not it's ever made us any money. It's more just like a for fun thing, right? So how do you monetize all of that? You've got to consider the holistic strategy. You have to know where you're funneling people. Where are they coming from? Meet the user at their stage and guide them to where they're at so that when they think of water softener issues, they think of you already because they've engaged with you in that time of the of their sales cycle and where they are in your funnel.
That's a great point. You know, being top of mind and the role social media plays with that, the role retargeting ads play with that, and becoming that guy in someone's mind, it does take some time and some good content. But what's crazy about all of this is for the average plumber, they feel like they need to know how to fix the pipes. And so these are fairly complex marketing solutions that they have to come up with. But by making that important and addressing the sales cycle, addressing their content strategy, it really does set them apart, which in today's marketing landscape is required. You can't just be the same plumber down the street as the next guy. You have to really address these issues to set yourself apart and stand out in all the different channels.
Yeah, I would say that the digital world has changed the landscape for one, but also just the competitive nature of the saturation of everybody's industry. So who gets set apart, right? It's the people that are more than just the guys that can fix a pipe. It's the people who are the plumber, right? So this is the same thing when you consider marketing. If you're considering marketing to help your business grow, you've got to consider a marketing partner that just doesn't just know how to fix the pipe or do a certain service, but that really provides a holistic approach that can partner with you to grow, because then they're going to understand how to grow your business. Because then they're going to come in, if they've done this well for themselves, they're going to come in and then evaluate your initiatives, evaluate your sales cycle and your offer and your problem and how you can solve it, so that they can implement that in all of the strategies across the board.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that maybe was a little more common in traditional marketing, like television or older channels that really have started to go the wayside. But it's traditional marketing expertise that is really got to play a role in digital marketing. It can't just be, oh, I pay this guy $500 for SEO and this guy $500 for social media, and everyone's doing their own thing. Really, you have to have that in all of your advertising across the board.
And something else that we talk about often is, look, business owners, growth-minded people, you don't have to solve the world's problems. You don't have to be billionaire status. You don't have to be the one and only solution out there. You just need to be good at what you do to create a profitable and sustainable business. And that's not going to come. No matter, I can't stress it enough. This is the most important thing I could possibly say on this podcast. You will not get there. You will not get to profitability and sustainability by going after these one-off scammy strategies, right? You need owned assets. You need to be building business equity. And that takes time. It takes effort. It's more than just, you know, paying somebody a quick dollar to solve a quick problem. That very symptom-esque, right? We want to think proactive, not reactive. Don't just go put out fires with some dollars here and there. It can help you stay alive longer. And like this business owner that we spoke to this week, you know, he was still in business, but he felt like a chicken with his head cut off and he didn't know where his money was actually bringing a return. So how important is it then to make sure when you invest into somebody, you're building assets that are yours, that you have ownership over, so that you can continue to grow? You would hate to tie yourself to some growth strategy that come tomorrow, Google ixnays it because they were breaking all the rules, and now your inbound lead flow or your sales cycle is now cut off because you put all your eggs in one really awful basket.
Yeah, the concept of owning your digital assets, it seems like a no-brainer for most people, but I am consistently surprised and blown away when we see companies that don't own their website, they don't have access to their data. We actually work with someone that is parting ways with that particular marketing company that they're working with, but they can't take their website with them. They had access to see what their ad text was for social media and pay-per-click, but they couldn't actually even see the performance or what they were even paying for. So because it wasn't their account, their asset, someone else has been developing their account and they've been leasing it essentially and spending a lot of money along the way.
Yeah. One of our clients is an older fellow and he is super kind, really nice, and is really transparent with us. And he's one time told us, or several times really, that what we do is kind of in the chemistry realm for him. And he's more of a biology kind of guy. He doesn't feel like it's visible or tangible. This is what I'll say about that. Our work is very tangible, but because it is digital, that does put a lot of people at a loss, because especially for business owners, you guys that may not be in the digital sphere, other than maybe consuming, right? You're watching videos, you're engaging with Facebook. This can feel very mystical or magical or ambiguous. And so how important it is for you to ask good questions and pair yourself with a partner who you know cares about you and is interested in your growth as much as you are, because otherwise you can get the runaround. You can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on assets that end up not being yours, and ultimately, kind of going back to that conversation of renting marketing versus owning marketing. And that's a bad path. That is not a path to sustainable, profitable growth.
Yeah, we all the time talk to business owners that are buying leads from third-party lead providers, and it might plug the holes in their sales funnel, but it doesn't fix the problem. And meanwhile, they have helped these third-party lead companies build their assets. And so eventually they have to take that plunge and start working on their own assets. And so, yeah, it's a really important concept. And, you know, people need to get into ownership. Stop renting and start owning.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because, like, renting's good. You can get good out of renting. We're not saying that renting's bad. Just to understand what you're doing so you're making educated decisions. So to all you business owners out there, because there are many that still fight us on this, right? Another conversation that we had this week, another great one to bring up, was a prospective business owner who wanted to just buy leads from us and was baffled that we weren't just selling leads. And we could not have been more vehement about how backwards thinking that was. Obviously, we couldn't say that on call, but we really wanted to communicate how that was a step backwards or step in the wrong direction from what we were offering him. As far as the value that we were providing at the cost that we're providing, that would be a considerable step back for him to grow a sustainable and profitable business. So for all of you growth-minded people, please, please, if you take nothing from what we're talking about today, know that it's so important to grow business equity. Grow your business assets. And then if you can find a good partner or a good marketer who's thinking about the holistic approach that is coming in and doing what we are now talking about as owned asset optimization, right? We want to make sure we can not just do SEO, but we want to optimize any of your owned business assets.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing that happened on that call where he wanted us to maybe approach his business and put him on a pay-per-lead model. And we uncovered on the call for him that, yeah, he has been at the mercy of this third-party lead provider, and all of a sudden things had dried up. And the company that was selling him these leads, they got their Facebook account banned or blocked, and the leads shut off. And so he was in desperate need of getting new leads for his sales team. And he was still looking to solve that problem the same way, when if he had been optimizing his own assets, he wouldn't have been in the situation that he is.
Yeah, and consider this. I mean, this is a multi-million dollar business built on essentially a third-party platform that you're banking all of your future growth on. So yeah, they dry up, they run out, they decide they don't want to do it anymore, they go to jail, whatever. You are now handcuffed to the fact that your inbound lead flow, your business development is now cut off. You don't have anything else. So there's a couple learnings there. One, own your assets. Make sure you're owning your assets and that you're optimizing your owned assets. And two, make sure you're diversified, just like anything, right? Finances, you need to diversify your marketing strategy. So putting yourself out there across these platforms, making sure they're funneled correctly and monetizing them in a myriad of ways, that's how you get growth. And if that sounds difficult or, you know, frustrating to you, give us a call. We will evaluate where you're at. We will give you an honest marketing strategy and an audit of where you're at for free. So if that's something you need, you know, help with, and you just want to talk to, you know, honest, transparent, and forefront thinking marketers, give us a call. And really, that's all we have today.
I find it really interesting how many of these concepts are similar to investing strategies or financial markets. So you want to own your home, not rent. You want to diversify, and this is how you grow abundance financially. And the same thing really applies to your marketing and your business.
And maybe the last thing I'll say there is, I mean, similar to, we're talking to a lot of people from a lot of different walks in life, but you'll know if you've ever gotten to that position where you were renting or owning a home, it can get tricky to anticipate how to get to ownership, especially when rates go up and things like that. But ultimately, the concepts are still there. You've got to just put forth a little bit of sweat equity, a little bit of savings to get into the door. And then once you do, the cost really doesn't change. The cost to rent and the cost to own are negligible. But now one's building equity and one's just giving it away to somebody else. So how important it is to recognize that when it comes to marketing, make that initial investment, get in the door, and then spend the same money you'd spend elsewhere now growing your business, your brand, your assets, your face, your products and services. All right, you guys, that's it for today's episode. Go ahead and leave a comment or a question below if we've missed something or if we touched on something that you like. We encourage you to like and subscribe if this is the type of content that you're interested in. We talk about growth and we help businesses grow. This is Run Lead Gen Radio, and we'll see you next time.